92.3 is FM Talk.
Hello there. It's 9:06. I'm John Potter. This is a part of the show where I say something to show that this is a local Northern Nevada show and that it's me. Those dumb computer printers, that stupid Channel 2, and this computer isn't working right, Craig, and I'm not that part is real. This is, how do I move the screener to the other monitor?
I will log into that computer and take care of that for you right now.
Yeah, you do it again, right?
You and technology, John.
It's not my fault. It's cutting off the top and the bottom borders of the X screen, so I can't move it to the other monitor. So whose fault is that?
Well, okay. I'll show you the trick after the show, but I'll take care of that right now for you.
You know, it's a wonderful thing, technology, and radio was meant to have tons of technology. It's never been better.
And we were talking about that before the show.
Off the air,
pre-show meeting, it was like, yeah, John, you just don't have any luck with technology at all. Okay, so, John, when you get it like this, anytime.
Yeah, I'm watching.
Grab to the edge until you see that double arrow.
Yeah.
And then you are able to, hold on,
That is a tiny arrow.
There. As soon as you move it a little bit.
Oh, I see. There you go. All right. Well,
so I'll let
that's
you
all
move
I need
over
you
there,
for.
Yeah. Yes, I mean, the radio audience couldn't see what we were doing, but
so
even with your camera in the studio.
Is Cowboy Country back to normal?
Yes.
All right.
Wednesday
we had
some issues with both the classic
you
country
don't
and
say.
It was all computer related, so
okay.
Yes, so technology again. The thing is, you know, Independence Day is set Friday. It's a holiday, weekend holiday. And you always worry about things going to happen during that holiday to interrupt yourself.
Well, anyway, happy summer.
Yes.
Thank
God for air conditioning.
Yeah, and there's an expectation of fun in summer. You know, as kids, it was like a three-month vacation, which sets up an adulthood of disappointment. That first job, I have to go to work in June. Yeah, it was great. And I'm doing great. And I am so freaking excited and grateful. We had a crew at the house fixing all sorts of things for a week. They practically moved in, this handyman crew, and they fixed list number one. We got more. Today, I think I'm going to catch up on my sleep. That'll be a nice thing. Far more significant, we got a lot of family stuff coming up. Started last night, we had a dancing party at Kathy's cousin's house. Dancing as in, and this was such a great party idea. They have a big screen on their patio, and we're all at the table. And there were like 9 or 10 of us, young and old. And on the big screen TV is YouTube. And what you do is you pass around the TV remote and one person at a time picks their favorite song, favorite music video, you know. And those of us who like the song, we dance. And when the song is over, then the next person at the table, they get the TV remote and they pick their favorite song. So it was kind of a really cool thing. There was Neil Diamond. We danced a Thriller. Post Malone, Billie Eilish. And, you know, that's why it was so great. The young and the old. And each song, you know, half of us, we heard songs we never heard before. And that was a great thing. And we got a graduation party tonight with a whole bunch of wonderful kids in town. There's a baby that's going to be baptized Sunday. And we got folks coming in from out of town. And it's going to be pretty nice. And we're going to laugh loud, probably shoot guns, maybe go out on a boat, maybe wild waters. Because, you know, as a kid, I love swimming a lot, and I associate the smell of chlorine with fun. And we're going to eat a lot of ice cream. And as the host, I believe it'll be my responsibility to pay for said ice cream. And I am prepared to take up that responsibility. So I'm pretty stoked today. Open lines this half hour. Just feel free to call up. The moron who hosts this show does not always come up with the right topics or the right opinions. So feel free to set them straight or weigh in at any time at 884-9910. Is the number for that. Here at work yesterday, Phil said to me, "Hey, you have a lot to talk about with these Supreme Court decisions." And I said to Phil, I said, "No, no, I try to stay as local as I can." But then I got to thinking about these court decisions, and suddenly I have a lot to say about them in my head. And I imagine you have something to say about two decisions in particular, you folks. But I'm not going to foist my opinions about it on you unless I get a call with your opinion on those. And then I will give up my, well, one I think you'll agree with. The other I'm pretty sure you won't agree with. But I'll only get into this if there's interest from you good folks out there. And you can call poor Craig. To get in line at 775-884-9910. One more dig at technology. I don't like battery things. I'm shopping for a vacuum cleaner. I refuse to get one of those battery cordless vacuum cleaners. Just this morning, my dear wife gave me the fanciest Norelco cordless shaver. And this thing will run out of juice at the worst possible times. And I brought the shaver because I was running, you know, always running late. And I brought the shaver here, and it conked out after I shaved half my face. And we have important guests coming in today. There's a guy from Country Financial, and who else? A restaurant is coming in. Of course, there's Derek Lee. And here I am with half my face shaved because these stupid, the frickin' Dyson, I paid over, must have been over $500 for this cordless, what's it called, Macho 8 or something. And it's not so macho. You know, battery utilities, appliances are not as powerful or strong as the corded ones. And I've noticed this. And so the battery lasted just a year. It just stopped working. And to get a new battery, it's $79.95. Ridiculous. You know, I'll deal with the cord. And so again, I'm facing embarrassment today with half my face, shaven. And, I don't like that. Technology. All right, let's talk local news this morning. A violent fight between members of rival outlaw motorcycle gangs at the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center has left one man critically injured, according to the Story County Sheriff's Office. What? We have gangs at the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center? Oh, this is new. The Nevada Department of Health and Human Services has issued harmful algae bloom watch advisories for Lahontan Reservoir and Eagle Valley Reservoir following visual observations of algae resembling cyanobacteria. Officials warned that hazardous conditions are possible or, you know, present, urging folks to exercise caution when in contact with that water. Lahontan and Eagle Valley reservoirs. Around the world, I guess you folks heard that Iran declared victory in the war. That guy who's been hiding, Khamenei, yeah, apparently they won. He came out and released a video, and they beat the Zionists, and they beat the great Satan, and they won the war. He stated this in an undisclosed bunker. You see, people who win wars often do hide in bunkers. It It's the losers that are running around beating their chest. You know, it's a strange world. I'm not going to talk about this. This was interesting. This was News 4, and it looks like another Ask Joe story. But I saw this late. I saw this like 10 days ago. But it greatly amused me, and I wanted to bring this up last Saturday, but we had to give up a lot of time to covering the fire south of Gardnerville. But anyway, on News 4, residents near Lake Ridge Golf Course in South Reno are expressing concern over the methods used to control the local marmot population. The golf course contracted a pest control service to manage what they describe as an overpopulation of marmots. Boy, they are not kidding. Every time I go there, they're all over the place. But anyway, the approach has raised safety concerns among nearby homeowners. David Kephart was walking with his wife and four-month-old daughter when he heard something whizzing through the air, and he saw a man in a high-visibility vest holding a rifle pointed in their direction. When he confronted the man, they said the golf course was paying them to kill the marmots with guns. A pest service confirmed their team uses pellet guns to kill up to 1,000 marmots a day. At some golf courses, they claim to have an exemption to shoot marmots, but local authorities say there are no exemptions in not allowing firearms discharge within city limits. So here's a comment. I doubt that there's any way to control the marmot population at this golf course without such a program. Trapping couldn't possibly remove 1,000 animals in a single day. You need to let these pros do their job. Nobody likes the thought of firearms being used in close proximity to homes, but these guys are professionals. Has anyone ever complained before or reported property damage or injury? Somebody says there are too many Karens in Reno nowadays. Yeah, I can personally confirm they are out of control down at Lake Ridge Golf Course. They need a Carl Spackler from Caddyshack stat to control that situation. Okay, 884-9910, open topic for the next segment. Before Derek comes in, we talk health here. We have some giveaways today for $50 gift certificates at a barbecue place when they come by. So stick around. We bribe you to listen. I'm here till noon. John Potter, live and local each and every Saturday, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. Back in a few, 99 FM News Talk time, 919.
On an iPhone? Get our app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
Hello. 922, our current temperature. Oh, yeah, I forgot to check that. Hold on, old man, moving a cursor here. Current temperature in Reno. Oh, we're in the 70s already, getting up to 92 degrees for the Reno area. Did you hear New York City hit a lot of heat records broken out east this week? New York City hit a high temperature record Tuesday. It broke the record set in 1888. What? There was global warming in 1888? I'm just wondering. And I can't believe this is my last show before Independence Day. The 4th of July already. We have fireworks coming up on Friday in Sparks outside the Nugget. They call that one the largest fireworks display in northern Nevada. I believe it. That is coming up on Friday. There are also fireworks after the Aces game. Also, 4th of July fireworks at the Grand Sierra Resort over that body of water people hit the golf balls into. They call it Grand Bay. Never knew that. At Tahoe, it's the lights on the lake in South Lake Tahoe. Lights at the lake. I hope that means fireworks, or are they going to stick with that choreographed drone, lighted drone thing? That kind of vague here. I think it might be the, if they call it lights at the lake. Yeah, it sounds like the choreographed drones, which isn't the same, just not the same as the the fireworks. That's at South Lake Tahoe.
Yeah. And one more that I'm not sure if you caught was the Fernley 4th of July. They've got the full day of events happening. Bounce houses. And they're purported to be the longest fireworks show in Nevada. So I wonder who's
you know. I thought I knew them all. I had the Virginia City to talk. Genoa's doing. I mean, I'm Fernley. I missed it totally. And that's a big one.
That's the biggie.
Is that the one you go to?
That's the one I have in the past, yes.
My favorite is, by the way, Virginia City is parade at noon, and then they do the fireworks at night. And the one in Genoa, I don't think it's fireworks. I think it's a big party in the Mormon station. My favorite is, obviously, you're not probably going to do it this year, but some year, folks, you ought to go to the 4th of July in Tonopah. They do the big party at Joe Friel Field with booths and fireworks, and you park your car right there, which is a hassle, was a hassle one year because our rental car had California plates. So we didn't dare put the California car with everybody in Tonopah. I mean, it's a different town, if you know what I mean. But that's how it is there. But anyway, I make a great effort to enjoy the 4th of July in small towns because the spirit is there. They're the best. That's where the magic is. And the free parking and the no hassle. Last year we enjoyed the small town 4th of July at Beatty, Nevada, and that was a blast. But my favorite one is in Tonopah. That little town with a population under 2,000, I think it's 1,700. On Independence Day, they do a special flag raising, and then there's the parade. And this is all day here. They have a kickball match. They do a free swim, a watermelon eating contest, outdoor barbecue, music. And it's really amazing for a town that size. I mean, that tells you a lot. The first July 4th there, every person had firecrackers and bottle rockets, Roman candles, M80s, and they brought them to the launch pad when I was there at Joe Friel Park. And I think the mayor took out a cigarette and he lit them, lights the fuse and off they go all at once. Shockwave knocks the kids to the ground. The four horsemen of the apocalypse rode up, I think. And one said, "Hey, is it time yet?" "Oh, sorry, my bad. We'll come back later. Go ahead." All right. So I exaggerate a bit. Disneyland is a big draw for 4th of July this year. Patriotic music and decorations all through Main Street, USA. And at night, the dazzling Disney's Celebrate America, a 4th of July concert in the sky, fireworks show. Has anybody been? And I can do a whole segment on Disneyland. Disneyland versus Disney World. I love Disneyland. I really love it. I try to get there every other year. And Knott's Berry Farm. Still there, still with the boysenberry juice. It's so cool. There are things that are still the same out there that we can all enjoy.
There's another one. I forgot that's one of our advertisers, and that's RSVP.
Yeah.
They have at the Eagle Valley Golf Club, they have a tournament, golf tournament, dinner, and fireworks on Friday.
What's the catch?
Well, it's a fundraiser for the RSVP program.
Oh, a fundraiser. Okay, very cool. That's cool.
Eagle Valley awesome. Golf Course. Information at Northern Nevada or Nevada. I have to look up the actual name, but it's the RSVP program out of Carson City.
Cool. Do your spy cameras, your snooping cameras in the station, do they see Derek out in the lobby?
No, but he.
I don't hear him. I don't hear him.
He doesn't sit in the chair that I can see.
Okay. Well, I'll take care of things here, and we're. You know what? We're just getting over the shock too of 8 people dying in Tahoe, and what could be said about this has been said over and over in a week's time. But online, most of the online comments about this from people on any news post about this on Facebook or X or YouTube, so many esteemed geniuses who, instead of writing condolences, most of it, most of these comments are like, well, they should have known how to swim. And they're obviously not from here. We know not to do this and that. And I saw a storm cloud, and I knew what that meant, and I rushed back to shore. And, oh, the life jackets, and they should have put them on right at the dock. And you have to wear life vests when you're on a boat. That's why they're called life vests, and people never learn. Which wouldn't have mattered, really, in this case. I don't think these people died of hypothermia, which it doesn't take long to die from in cold, I don't know, what, 50-degree water? I mean, each person and their own abilities counts a lot. Did they panic? Are they used to cold water? When water is cold, such as Tahoe, even life jackets may or may not have saved their lives. So those judgy comments don't really get me. But then the comments, and there were many about, and this was when the victims were identified, people, liberals no doubt, focusing on how they were rich. Well, he's a DoorDash executive and ran a company that should pay people more, etc., so they deserved it. Honestly, that's what somebody said. Someone should DoorDash flowers to them. And that got dozens of upvotes. Or how the victims were from out of town and so they were not nearly smart enough, you know, to take appropriate precautions like the genius locals. No, you're right. They were not trained sailors, but aren't people grand? Commenting on Facebook or anywhere on the internet helps remind me how low the bar is for some people. And for all the people scolding the victims for not reading the latest weather alerts, gosh, it's too bad. Those experts weren't around to warn the Donner Party, you know, blaming people for being dead. I just don't understand that at all. You know, there's a series right now running on A&E, and of course I got roped into watching this, The Secrets of the Bunny Ranch. And all these people are being interviewed. It's a mini series, and they're saying the most awful things about Dennis Hoff. And the reason this series exists is because Dennis Hoff is now dead. And now they come out and say some, that's a whole nother segment right there. I got to, if I have time, get into that later on this morning. I heard the door close, so Derek is here. We're going to talk to Derek next after Fox News. I'm John Potter, live and local, Saturday, 9 to noon. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 9:32.
Fox at the top, Fox at the bottom, live and local right now.
All the information for the entire Northern Nevada area on one radio station. Welcome to FM News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM. News, talk, truth.
All right, so coming up here this half hour, I'm going to tell you the five foods that promote brain health and prevent cognitive decline. This just came out. It was on the Today Show this week. Oh, boy, there's a source, right?
Yeah.
No, seriously, it's doctors, actually a doctor author. And I think this one's, I mean, it sounds like your typical clickbait headline, right? The top five foods for brain. No, I thought it was very interesting. So you're going to find out the five foods that promote brain health coming up this half hour. Derek Lee, brainhealthformulas.com. And we were just talking off the air. I think the ultimate combination of your products is going to be, for me at least, Turbo Blue and Shilajit. I've always been a huge fan of your Shilajit. I forgot what's in it, but it's taken away a lot of age out of me. It's just a great product. And let me guess, you have a new product to unveil.
Two.
You have two.
Yep.
And this is a very big announcement.
Yes.
This is your very first. Will you take it away?
Well, we've been working on skin serums for several years now, and we've got a lot of requests for people who have arthritis, for people who have neuropathy, for people who have feet pain, hand pain, continual bruising, vascular issues. People have wounds or ulcers, ulcerated skin that has a challenge to repair. Our skin serums have been able to make tremendous progress in reducing pain, inflammation, repairing neuropathy, or at least improving neuropathy effects. And so we finally decided to release them.
I'm thinking skin. What about acne?
That works on that too. It works on that. We have a serum for the face, which has bamboo essential oil, which has a high concentration of silica in it naturally. So it's bioavailable. And that also precipitates a significant production of collagen. And so both skin serums have methylene blue in it. The serum is not blue. We add ascorbic acid to reduce the blue coloring. What we found out the hard way is that if the serum is blue and a drop lands on a kitchen on a counter, it will stain the counter. So we decided we neutralize the blue coloring with ascorbic acid. And what happens when you add ascorbic acid with methylene blue is it reduces the blue coloring and transforms the compound into a super antioxidant. So it actually works. It's more beneficial to the skin than either one of the components by themselves. So it's been this long process of development. And so it's very efficient. It can repair the skin very, very easily. It's not harsh. And so a lot of customers come in and ask me, so how do you stay so young? Is that just good genetics? I'm like, I spent 15 years of my life being sunburned every day outside doing construction work. And so my skin now is arguably better than it was 20 years ago. And that is a large part based on these skin serums that we've developed.
Well, in my case, my skin is great. I'm 71. I don't really see the wrinkles even on my face. However, my feet are in horrible shape. I was a longtime runner, had a lot of blisters. Some of them didn't heal that well. They got fungus problems. I love talking about this at breakfast time, folks. Sorry about that. But they've always been a terrible issue, and the skin breaks constantly. It's hard, and it breaks. And what makes it worse is, in the summer, I wear sandals all the time. And so when you wear sandals, you know, the skin gets dirty and
dry,
infected. I'm such a disgusting creature. But this would be the thing.
It works very well for all of that, yeah. So
it works on feet.
Yep.
Okay.
The advanced skin serum is more for the body. Yeah. The facial skin serum is more for the face. However, they can overlap. They can be used intermittently. The face serum is not going to be as effective on the skin because that's designed specifically for the face. However, the skin serum, the advanced skin serum, can work on the face also. So the key component in both of these is make sure you don't have sunscreen on your skin, make sure there's no lotion on your skin before applying, because we utilize DMSO, dimethyl sulfoxide, which is very efficient in enabling the components it's paired with to pass through the skin. And so when we can carry nutrients through the skin, we can enable the repair mechanism, we can improve blood circulation, and we can improve the nervous system, we can improve antioxidant, anti-inflammatory capacities. And at the same time, if we have chemicals like sunscreen, suntan lotion, lotion for moisturizing, if we have any other face serums on, if we have any makeup on, the DMSO will carry that straight into the blood supply. So you want to make sure your skin's clean. If you have not had anything like that on your face or your body or your feet before applying, it's fine. It doesn't matter if you wash your face or you wash your hands beforehand. Just make sure there's no chemical construct on your skin before it's applied is the only variable. That's also on the website, and we also have that on all the labeling of the product as well.
All right, brainhealthformulas.com. So as I understand it, the skin serum works on feet, bruising, cuts, wounds, ulceration?
Yep.
Bed sores?
Yep.
Acne?
Yep.
You said yes. Okay. Now, the bamboo face serum, you said has a natural silica from bamboo.
Yep.
I've never heard of silica from bamboo in my life. Which, so, I mean, are you the only product that, that has this?
It took me 6 months to actually find a company that actually produces a natural bamboo essential oil.
Cause, so you are the only one.
It's very possible. It has a beautiful smell, a beautiful aroma. And so, yeah, it took me 6 months to actually track down a manufacturer. I probably bought 50 products over that 6 months to only find out that it was mixed with something, or it's that they replicate the smell, the odor, which is, then becomes a synthetic compound. That's not going to work for what we do.
No.
And so it took a long time to track down a company that actually made a pure bamboo essential oil, because since we paired that with DMSO, we can't have a synthetic component being able to pass through the skin, and it's not going to have the healing or repair mechanism that a bamboo, a natural silica, actually would. So bamboo is a universal component. There's no known allergies to bamboo. And so bamboo is antifungal, antibacterial, anti-inflammatory. Bamboo is just a fantastic healing component in itself. However, in America, in the USA, people like to use horsetail instead of bamboo. So horsetail extract instead of bamboo, because horsetail also has a relatively high silica concentration in that component.
However, horsetail.
People who have a wheat allergy, people who have celiac disease, or anything associated with a grain disorder, the inability to process grains, horsetail extract can actually produce an allergy reaction.
All right, it's not a real horsetail, right?
That's just what the plant.
That's the plant. Yeah. You got me thinking. I'm thinking, what?
Yeah.
Okay. So, all right. So the bamboo face serum, it stimulates collagen production. I didn't know you. Well, you can stimulate it, right?
Yeah, that's what this.
And collagen keeps the skin smooth without wrinkles.
Yeah,
right?
And that's what we also use hyaluronic acid with the DMSO, because the DMSO is actually going to carry the hyaluronic acid through the layers of skin. So we have multiple size components of hyaluronic acid, so it can penetrate through all the layers of the dermal structure.
Here's the best news, because you always do this, new product sale, which means the new product you come out with is buy two, get one free.
That's correct.
That's the deal, huh?
Yep, that's it.
All right, what are the names of these two products?
What you see is what you get. Bamboo Face Serum and Advanced Skin Serum. Those are the two. They're both on right in front of on top of the website.
It just skin serum?
Yes. I'm not fancy with names, John.
And skin and face serums.
Yep.
No, it's
it is what it is.
It is what it is. Okay. It's at brainhealthformulas.com. Buy two, get one free. Buy two, you get the third for free. Brainhealthformulas.com. The five best foods for your brain. Coming up next, I'm John Potter with Derek Lee of BrainHealthFormulas.com, FM News, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 947.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news.
Government is bad and government is evil.
99.1
and 92.3
FM Talk, KKFT.
News, talk, truth.
Welcome back, my friends. John Potter, live and local with Derek Lee, BrainHealthFormulas.com, for one more segment. Let's go to the phone. Our phone number, 884-9910. It's Paul calling from Virginia City Highlands. Question for Derek. Hey, Paul, I'm glad you called. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. It's more of a complaint than a question, and it's about his website. I go to the website, I look at the products, and it has how many pills equals the dose. But there's no, how many doses per day? Is it one a day, two a day, one a week? And then some of the products come in multiple strengths, so many milligrams per whatever. But there's no guidelines as to which one is suitable for what purpose. What should I be looking at? Do I want the high dose, the low dose? If I start with the low dose, what do I look for to go to the next dose? There's no... It's just kind of missing that information. So I look at it, I go, well, I don't know what to do.
All right.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And here, I'll give you a brief explanation for that. I will work on updating that. Thank you for that comment. 99% of all people order 80 milligram to 80 milligram dosage. Mm-hmm. 80 milligrams is the amount of amino acids in each capsule. That's also another way of looking at this is that 80 milligram amount is more or less the energy of the formula. So that's how much energy it's going to generate and how much cognition or mental activity, brain activity is going to go along with each capsule. And we are going to, I will work on mitigating that issue to, they're all supposed to be 80 milligrams. For food dye reactions, since sometimes very young kids have food allergies, we'll probably just leave that one with a 30 milligram dosage and an 80 milligram dosage, because when you're trying to combat or balance out the immune system, you kind of want a higher dosage to be able to really invigorate our immune system to balance out any and all abnormalities. So thank you for the comment. We will make adjustments to the website later today. Thank you.
Thanks, okay, Paul, for the idea.
That'd be great.
All right, sir.
Sure. Thank you. Bye-bye.
So, yeah, he's talking about usually you get a vitamin or something. It will say take two with a meal,
right,
or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good tip. Yeah, I would see. I've been assuming that I just take one or two a day. And I think your packages even say that, don't
it they? Does.
Yeah.
But that's not listed on the website. So that's my fault.
I see. I gotcha. All right. All right, folks. This is from the Today Show. So, you know, this must be legit. They did this yesterday. Five foods that promote brain health and prevent cognitive decline. Yes, the Today Show is getting into the clickbait thing, but there is validity to these. The source is an esteemed doctor and author, and it is the latest best food for brain health list. Derek is shaking his head, but here we go. This is from Dr. Ann Fenn, author of The Brain Health Kitchen. Five foods that promote brain health and prevent cognitive decline that could lead to conditions like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. They help with memory. And this is legit because this being the latest has the very latest data and discoveries. So here are the top five. And you better listen to these because I clicked this new article today based on the headline and I'm all set to cut and paste, but there's no text. It's the frickin' video. The video, you have to sit there and watch the two goofballs. Jenna Bush and Maria Shriver with a doctor. I suffered through this for you folks. Oh, God. Out of 15 minutes, 14 minutes were the most mundane, vapid, hackneyed, dumb, corny, useless chatter and fake laughter no human being should be exposed to. And I say this as a man who specialized in this on morning news shows for most of my career. Okay. Top five. Actually, there were six. I'll tell you why in a bit. Number one, berries.
Yeah, there's a lot of evidence to support that.
Number two, extra virgin olive oil.
Yes, especially uncooked.
Oh, wow, okay.
When you heat olive oil, it actually turns it into a varnish, and so it actually neutralizes any beneficial properties.
Number three, salmon, mackerel, sardines, and herring, the cold water fish.
Yep, beneficial, health, great fats.
Number four, mushrooms.
Mushrooms have tremendous benefits, fatty acids, compositions.
They're making a lot of mushroom coffee now.
Yeah.
And number five wasn't really a brain food. It was an energy bar called Mush that Maria Shriver owns the company, and she had the gall to put that on the table display and say this was a top brain food. And finally, the last top brain food is coffee.
I actually saw a scientific study this week that promotes coffee. Even though it's a stimulant, it actually generates some cognitive improvement, which I think anyone who likes coffee or caffeine, I believe we all recognize that our brain functions more efficiently. We have more cognitive improvement temporarily. And I think this is part of the fallacy of it is even if it works temporarily, at least we get the benefits of it working temporarily. it's just the world we live in. So that there's that.
And the whole time the hosts are talking and they're talking with their mouth full and they're, you know, interrupting the doctor constantly and rushing her along. Just a terrible show. Channel 4, take that off and put me on. All right. How is the product you introduced last week, Vascular Health, doing?
This
improves veins and reduces inflammation.
I've already had reports from people that have said their vascular structure has already changed within a week. They have less bruising. They have their veins have where they have varicose veins. There's been reduced pain already for people who have varicose veins. And some people, as we age, we have a lot of veins that pop out of the foreheads and around the eyes.
Like the bosses, yeah.
Right, yeah. And so there's been a lot of receding just based on those alone. So those are some of the comments we've had already just in this short amount of time.
Well, these are powerful products for you to get so many. I mean, you bring the letters and emails, and I see them. And what prompts people to do things like that is being very impressed with the changes they've seen in themselves with your products. So once again, the brand new products are skin and face serums. Buy two, get one free at brainhealthformulas.com. The caller mentioned that the products have different measurements of things. That's because you're constantly improving these things.
I think he's talking about Restore specifically.
Yeah.
Where we originally had three different sizes of amino acids, and then we left the website, the original website developer, because they were challenging to work with, and then we developed a whole new website. And so a lot of that was copy and paste, and a lot of the things haven't really transferred or solidified. And that's part of the issue. And we just got our anchor to be ganked off the show.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Our Oscar call.
Oscar, yeah. Okay, brainhealthformulas.com. Buy two, get one free of the new products, the skin and face serum. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 9:58. Thanks, Derek.